Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, canto 32, continued. Someone told me, if that Wicklow Dam goes, the Liffey's finished. Kavanagh washed away from the canal, the Lewis gone suis, the spire on fire, and the whore with the jacuzzi in the sewer, bollocksed. Can we have a bit of the old Coleridge? They all read him in Ball's Bridge, a D4 poem. They never got the point of haiku south of Ring's End, until they got to Bono, overlooking the bay. Come on now, you've only one day to write your masterpiece before they fleece you. He holds him with a bittering eye. The cabinet man stood still and listens like a naked lad. The foreigner had his will. The elected turd sat on his throne. He cannot help but hear. And so went on that wizened man, the green-eyed foreigner. I told you, he told him, that withering night, the truth of the matter that happened all right. 'Twas as if he'd broken the seals of confession and found all the scripts translated. The party was the background, the love of all before it, the movement, right or wrong, the chorus of their anthem. Wolfe Tone and Emmett held their shirts, the boys, the hurleys tight. To hell with all begrudgers, let them take their lives away. I am the boss, you are the boss. We are all the walrus. Hip hip hooray, three cheers for Dev. You could smell the Ardesh and press the flesh. It was a wild tribe around the flame. Totem poles in every pocket. Electricity from screwed down sockets. The building boom was dead. Long live the building boom. At length out came Albert the boss. Through the sweat he came. As if he had been on Christian soil, we praised it in sod's name. God save you, ancient foreigner, from Poland that plagues you so. Why misery? With double cross, I shot Albert the boss. And I had done the devil's thing, and it would blow the gaff, for all agreed I had slain the lie that made the prophets flow. Ah, bastard, they said, our lie to nail that made the prophets flow. Like caster sugar, mountain tops are sweet with snow, an edge on the wind. Logs ripe for the flame, a sacrifice burnt for warmth, embers smile and wait. Redbreast for dinner. Fancy dress party over. Pride bleeding on snow. End of Canto 32. Canto 33. Wake up, Lady Lazybones. Get up, you lump of wisdom gone small. Time for you to make your grand entrance. Zap them with your eloquence. Insight and decisive reversal of all the rules. Time you proved you didn't need water to work on it. We're looking up to you. The Redeemer cometh. Prove you are a mighty mouse. She was a cross between Gráinne whale and a boa constrictor. She was loud with mouth, uninterruptible. She carried a bag of many bags, each loaded with memories of slights, bitter glances, overlookings. She spoke for half the universe, as if she were the whole universe. Here was a genuine god, not some frumpy goddess or queen. Here was a woman who knew she knew it all, without peradventure. I am the Alpha and Omega of your fantasies. We don't really need you. If we wanted to, we could birth children unaided by your masculinity. We are divinity. You're an infinity of consanguinity. We'll take over the world when your verses are all reversed. Look at you, Votan, all those stains, egg on your tie, fat on the shirt we picked for you. God, you're a mess. And your hero, he's a lost projection. You should have listened to you, or better still, stayed stillborn. The Almighty was jelly now, wobbling and melting, fit for consoling himself, but no one else. The Almighty knew the final solution was on the cards. The only way to avoid the failure of the quest was to kill the flower he'd grown from seed, accidentally stop the fruitless effort to clone the human race of the Irish debris from the one true gene of a quadruple helix. It certainly looked as if the Irish were a lost cause, led by Archbishop Martin, the trickster from the Roman bath. The Almighty plunged a hand inside the garment on which the Milky Way was fashioned. He drew out the dice, the pair that clashed and caused the Big Bang. He was ready for a second throw. Fuck it, boss, he's disappeared. 1 minute he was asleep in the gutter, pissed his arsehole snoring farts. I had him, boss. I was standing over him, the bollocks, ready for the chop. And some fucking tart picked that moment to spew up her guts over him. First she covers his mug with puke, then she throws off her clothes and falls on him, starkers. Fucking stitchless, boss. What? What'd you say, boss? The reception's shite here. The pair of them in the gutter, the bloody fucking storm wall broke, boss. The fucking tide took them away. Just fucking washed them off the face of the earth, boss. I was lucky I wasn't drowned. You know I can't swim, boss. What's that, boss? You wish I'd been washed, boss? Ah, boss. He's gone. No one could get out of that flood, boss. I'd say he'll be washed up off fucking Rattlin' Box, boss. Jeez, I had him, boss. If it wasn't for that cunt, I'd have the corpse for you, boss. Look, as soon as I find some dry trousers and another pair of shoes, I'll carry on, boss. I know, boss. Don't say that, boss. Haven't I been good to you, boss? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. My dears. It looks as if we're about to lose another character. I used to enjoy all that fucking. I'll miss him. He was my crudité. I was writing a note for him. The man from Snowy River. There was movement of the lawyers, for the word had got around that the dog from the Four Courts had won the day. He had eaten the wild-grown garlic, he had mastered all the sound, so all the Whigs had gathered to the fray. All the tried and trusted judges from the circuits near and far had feasted by the courthouse late at night. For the constitution strong where the wild-grown garlic are, and the mastiff growls the gravy train delight. And down by Newcastle West, where the monastery stands, their torn and rugged vestments still on high, where gossip is clear as prism and the blonde stars hang on praise, there is light on that street where lawyers fly, and where along the waters flow the ghostly weep and sway to their beliefs, and the molting stains are wide. The man from Snowy River is a household fool today, and the bankers tell the story of his slide. You can fill in the gaps yourself. That's the rhythm we want. A bit of pace and the march of the boot soldiering consonants with their vowels prepared to go into the valley of death for the cause of jiggery pokery. That's what your filly were brought up on. We are at the end now. The grains have all fallen. There is no happy finality, no easy resolution. It might have been, perhaps, if we hadn't started from there. If we'd eaten different food, the thoughts would have grown apart in a different style. There never were any Endlinian. They stayed stuck in their valleys, noble lords, warriors unused, blades blunt, never given a punt. It was the elephant that opened the floodgate and found a willing pen, prepared to take the plane back to a country it had emigrated from. A trunk of power, a tail for distractions, killing them, keeping to the line of blank verse, preserving the pace, distributing the echoes, balancing the airs and graces. To all who've come across to the other side of the stream, I beg you, remember, there's reality in every dream. The end of Irish epic poem in 33 cantos. Thank you for listening.